Welcome to the Flatlands Field and Foul Podcast with your hosts, Dwayne Dirksen and Tanner Friesen. Stay tuned for all kinds of hunting talk, outdoors talk, various other topics. You're sure to have a good time. You're in good hands. The lazy do not roast any game, but the diligent feed on the riches of the hunt. Found in Proverbs 12:27.
Hey! Not so bad.
Diligence.
Diligence. Patience.
Time and space. Licking your wounds.
Part 6? 4? 5?
8?
Ongoing segment.
Well, here we are, Mugs Battering.
Hashtag Mugs Battering.
Mugs Battering.
Great. Episode
11.
Wow.
Lay some 11s on the street there, boy. Let her back.
Hammer down.
Fire up them wheels.
Burn it down, old son.
Burn it down. We don't need this car? No.
No.
Burn it down.
We don't need this race engine? Speaking of burning it down, quick shout out to our main man. Hashtag DI9.
Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott.
We've been pulling for you this whole time, and, well, you finally won, old son.
At the Glen, nonetheless.
Watkins Glen. That's iHeart NY.
That is a hard track. Road course.
It is a road course.
Slick. Hot. It was raining the day before.
Yeah.
Quite a cool thing watching JJ push him down a backstretch there, though.
Yeah, running right out of fuel.
That's a fuel mileage race, boy.
Well, MTJ just copped out just, I don't know.
Well, Chase sent that thing in the
four turns before the end or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, Chase sent it into the corner in the first corner. Thought he bobbled it, but so did Martin. He bobbled it coming off that rumble strip.
Yeah.
His back end slid out.
Now, do you think MTJ would have maybe... Well, I guess he ran out of fuel, though, so that's an invalid argument. But do you think he might have, like, let off...
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think those guys will let off.
No.
Somebody would have let off Chase long ago. Denny didn't let him go in Martinsville.
Yeah, that's true. That was 2017, though.
Yeah, still. Ain't nobody feels bad for an old son if he ain't winning races.
Hey, ain't that the truth.
And if he keeps winning them, hey, we'll see him in the playoffs.
Yeah. I think he might make it to Homestead.
You think so? You think he's going to take the underdog?
Yeah. I think it'll be the big three in him. There's a gambler's chance, right?
I don't think it's going to be the big three.
I think it will be.
I think it's going to be two of the three.
I think your opinion is wrong.
Well,
that's the great thing about...
Hashtag Mugs Bannering.
Mugs Bannering. You can have...
Opinions are like buttholes. Some people stink, some people don't. And everyone's got them.
I reckon they all sting at some point.
I'd reckon. Anywho, so that's pretty much our NASCAR minute. Who, like, what else did we? More KB wins.
KB wins.
What you got going on in your arm over there?
A bit of paint on my arm.
All right, painting
my father's pickup truck.
All right,
bit of a butch job, but hey.
Hey, it looked pretty from afar.
Good from far and far from good, right?
Yeah. Seen that thing the other day sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah.
But so quite the day for you today.
Quite the day for you, I'd say, too.
Well.
Well, hey, finally picked up a semi-auto shotgun.
What'd you pick up?
Well, I picked up what's known as the ATACY, which is made in Turkey. And it's the company that makes the Weatherby SA08. And they are identical. So, in essence...
You picked up a Weatherby.
In essence, it's just badged
differently. It's got a different name.
Yeah, so all right. It's like...
Diamond to Matthews.
What?
Is it Diamond to Matthews?
Botec.
That's Botec. What I'm saying.
Or it's like buying a... Oh, what'd you call it?
A Chevy to a GM. See?
Yeah.
Identical. Different badges.
Yeah. Pretty much. But, yeah, so I went and fired off a few rounds.
Of course.
Boy, she kicks a little.
Kicks like a mule or what?
Yeah, she's light, so that means she kicks, and boy, she does kick. So
you put a nice little butt pad on there, though.
Well, it has a nice little one on there, Marty.
Oh, yeah, but if you wanted to, I mean, you could put a bigger one on.
No.
If you're trying to shoulder it.
You can be a man at night, you can be a man in the morning.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And, yeah, so finally on the semi-auto team for me, and finally replaced my old tired Velcro release for the bow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that was long overdue. I am sick and tired of that thing. Okay, it works fine. It's not actually that tired, but it's just noisy Velcro, and the release part does not fall away like it should. So it stays in the way all the time. And
yeah.
See, you want to pick your nose, and you got this metal thing hanging by your nose there. Well, good grief. Get out of there.
Mine doesn't fold as far as yours does. Yeah. Like, yours will fold right to your forearm.
You should have picked one of those up today. Yeah. Ah, well, whatever.
I got to go back yet anyway.
Yeah.
More gear to buy.
Always more gear to buy. You had a bit of a
him and
happening.
Him. Yeah.
Let's hear about that.
What are you talking about, the gear purchase today?
Ah. Sure.
Well, I bought a set of binos.
Okay.
I finally got myself a good set of binos. So I bought the Nikon Pro Staff 3s. Or 3S is actually what they are. 8x42.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited for it. I mean,
that's some good glass right there. Lifetime warranty.
Yep. I'm excited. I want to, you know, go somewhere where it's far distances now and...
Okay.
Like,
did you
see what it's going to do for me.
Did you get one of those fancy chest rigs?
I did. I bought a Vortex one two days prior.
Oh.
I was going to buy... The whole thinking was I was going to buy a pair of Vortex binoculars, but these were on such.
You wanted to pull that old meat eater style, eh?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Ranella slash old Cal, long tong, whatever. Yeah,
yeah, Yanni,
Giannis, Janis, or some Callahan mustache.
Oh, I wish. That's an old son.
Yeah. So you went with the Nikons. Hey, what was? I don't know, a big factor that brought you in that direction.
A price point. I mean, you were there. I got them for a steal of a deal.
Yeah, weren't they the last ones on the shelf?
They were the last. Yeah, they were the demo model, or not model. I guess the demo binos. They were there. So then,
I guess you could call that a model.
Yeah, I guess it'd be a model. Yeah. Anyways, so price point was it was first and foremost because you know in a budget, balling on a budget,
eh?
Second thing that I really liked, and again, it's hard to test out binos in store because you're looking no more than, 200 yards, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. And that's whatever. It's kind of...
You can see it with your eyes.
Yeah.
However, I noticed I did pick out one. They have a ram with a mounted painted behind it. And I looked at that. It was clear with the Nikon over the Vortex. Now, right. I'm not knocking Vortex.
I think you got a little bit more bang for your buck in this case.
I think so, too.
Especially you got a bit of a deal there, right?
I did, yeah. Yeah, with it being a demo model, I got a couple bucks knocked off, which an old son like myself will never complain about.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you can't, like, I'm guilty of trying to be all like brand this, brand that. Like, I want to stick with this brand, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes you just gotta
say, hey, you just try something new. I mean, go with what the wallet agrees with.
It's a perfectly fine product. Like, I have a Nikon scope and I love it on one of my rifles.
You have a Pro Staff 7, right?
No, it's just a Pro Staff.
It's just a Pro Staff?
I don't think they have those numbers on the scopes.
I think they do.
It's just a Pro Staff.
Is it?
It's about the $300 range.
Yeah.
Glass is good. Lifetime warranty.
Hey.
Shoot, why not?
Old son. Can't complain about the lifetime warranty.
Ain't that the truth. So, man, getting yourself a nice chest rig and some fancy binos, that makes me a little jealous. I guess it's maybe time for me to be upgrading that in my arsenal, but all in due time, I suppose. I mean,
well, you also
dropped a few hundred bucks today, so.
Yeah, the semi-automatic shotgun makes me a hair jealous, so. Hey, I mean, we're both in that ordeal.
Yeah, I'd say.
So I would say it's you're more of a waterfowl guy than I'll ever be. So
I love it. I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
Exactly. And I'm a little more, I wouldn't say I'm more of a whitetail guy, but I'm more of a servant
guy. A whitetail guy? What, Mark Kenyon over here?
No, I'm not a whitetail guy specifically. I'm more of a servant hunter than,
okay,
not maybe not than you, than I am a waterfowl hunter anyway.
Well, I love a good servant in my belly.
I love a good servant on the hoof. I love it in the back of the truck, and I love it even more in the freezer.
I love it on the grill.
Yeah, on the grill is pretty good too. Can't complain.
That's the best spot for them.
Yeah, it is.
There's a spot for all God's creatures right next to the
potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, there you go.
My old man's got a shirt that says that. So.
Old guy's rule.
Old guy's rule. Got him an old guy's rule shirt for Christmas.
Yeah.
He loved it.
So I have a bone to pick with you today.
Uh-oh. Let's hear it.
So, let's lay out the scenario here.
All right.
We went to Cabela's today in the same vehicle.
Okay.
You had your bino rig there. You had your new binos.
Yeah.
You had them all set up in the parking lot. You were trying them out. We were comparing binos and looking at things. And then we start driving away. I was driving. You were in the passenger seat. And you say, well, I'm going to take this rig off so I don't look like a fool or whatever you said.
I said, I don't look like a fool or an idiot or something along them lines.
And I think I kind of scoffed and was kind of questioning it.
And you're like, oh, well, to each their own, is
I think. What the heck? I mean, oh, you said something about looking stupid. I was like, we're in Winnipeg.
I'll fit right in.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And well, you take them off, and shortly thereafter, you're like kicking yourself. Man, I should have kept my rig on.
I should have. Yeah, there was a,
there was some scenery to be seen.
Yeah, there was a doe running about.
Yeah, exactly. And there's all kinds of wildlife in Winnipeg, so. But yeah. Hey, I mean.
Hey, first rule in the bush, be prepared for anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I should have been. Never know when old Billy Booner's going to step out of the woods.
Absolutely.
Well, if that's the only bone to pick about today, I mean, that's not really a bone to pick.
Just goes to show, I mean, this old dog has seen a couple things in his day.
He knows a thing or two. He's learned
the key things. Is, whenever possible and you're leaving Cabela's,
Keep your purchases near,
and like, if it's a wearable, wear it. If it's something you can do safely, if you're in the passenger seat or whatever, then absolutely.
I've had that.
I have had people look at, like, me and another friend back in the day. We'd go and buy our deer calls, whatever.
Yep.
Be driving around at the stoplight somewhere, grunting.
And
people are looking around, or your goose call or something. Freaking out and everything. Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, the first time, my first elk call I bought, like my reed.
Yeah.
Oh, I ripped home the whole time just bugling.
Oh, absolutely.
Screaming that thing.
Well, sometimes I just drive around with my goose calls and honk away, so.
Well, yeah, good practice.
Absolutely.
So. But yeah, overall, it was a good trip. The boys did a number on Cabela's. Yeah, put some money in their pockets.
I think Cabela's did a number on the boys, maybe.
Yeah. That's okay. Not next week. Week after, we got another trip to make.
Shoot.
Not one more. And then we'll be good to go. I'll be good to go for beginning of September, so.
What's in September?
Well, this old boy's headed up to the Yukon.
The Yukon Territory.
Correct.
That's up north. Northwest of us.
That is quite a ways northwest of us.
It's a bit of a flight.
It's a bit of a hike out there. Yeah, I got the opportunity to go guiding, so we'll be I'll be heading out, I believe, the 24th or 25th of August.
Okay.
And I'll be back mid to end October. So.
Yikes.
Won't miss too much prime deer season. I'll get back in time for some of it, but.
Well, hey, you got till December 2nd this year.
I got till December 24th.
That's true.
If you go hunt in the Red River area.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Not that I'm doing any scouting out there, but.
Yeah, gambler's chance.
You can always poke around in the bush, hunt the river.
Absolutely. There's always something to be found.
Always.
You could say.
Yep.
You never know, right?
Put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah. So.
What's new on the whole fight scene?
Well.
And new.
We haven't covered this yet.
We haven't.
And still. Fellow bow hunter, TJ Killashaw. Big knockout of Cody Garbrandt.
There. No love.
No skill, apparently. No.
Just power puncher. He hangs that.
You watched that whole left hand. You watched that whole first round?
I watched the whole fight, yes. He hangs that left hand in his back pocket.
That was
like the last sequence TJ knocked him out where he put him on the fence, but before that, where they both swung.
TJ threw the same thing
punch
three times
in a row. Yeah. The exact same punch. It never changed.
And they all landed.
The first one didn't.
I think it did.
I don't think the first one or either the first one or the second one missed.
Whatever, but
or grazed him. But the third one, I mean, that hit him on the button.
Yeah, so I mean.
And you could tell whatever.
That wasn't much of a combo. That was just a wind up and
that was, yeah. Bang. Literally, it was a solid right hook. And it was lead with the shoulder, boy.
Bah. Swing. Bah. Bah. Swing. Better swing.
Yeah, he was going for defenses. Those boys were going to take their heads off out there.
Well, they don't like each other.
No, that they don't.
So that was a good fight, though. I'm glad for TJ and... Yeah, I think, in my opinion, it's hard to say what's next for Cody, but
that's not... Well, not a title fight.
That's not our problem.
No, we're not the matchmakers.
And I mean, two losses to TJ, I mean, he can't get a title shot for a while now.
Yeah, you'd think he wouldn't get one for at least a year or two.
Oh, more, like, yeah, at least.
Probably two.
He needs to go fight some contenders now.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
He needs at least two.
Tyron Woodley's fighting.
Yeah. Darren Till.
Yeah. And Colby Covington.
What the heck there?
All over that.
Well, he should be. He's the interim champ.
Interim champ.
Interim. I say interim.
Okay, who's the champ of that division?
Woodley.
Oh, that's
right. He had shoulder problems.
Yeah, that's right.
Surgery, whatever. And
so, why isn't he fighting Colby?
That is a good question. I don't understand.
Like, where does Darren Till didn't even make weight last fight.
Exactly.
He still won, but he didn't make weight. And he looked like the bigger guy against Wonder Boy.
Oh, like he is. That guy's a gorilla.
He is. He's massive. He's
huge. He's a middleweight man.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now, also, and
big mouth on him, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
The longest reigning champion in UFC history. Defeated.
Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson defeated in a 5-round decision by Henry Cejudo, an Olympic wrestler.
And he's only been training in mixed martial arts for 5 years. Yeah. He's also going to be stepping up to fight Killashaw.
That's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No. He doesn't deserve it, first of all.
I think it's going to happen.
No.
I think TJ wants it.
There's going to be... He wants it, but that's not going to happen.
I think it will. If TJ wants it,
TJ's going to fight Dom Cruz next.
You think so?
But, mark my words, folks. TJ Dillashaw will fight Dominic Cruz next, and Demetrius Johnson will get a rematch with Henry Cejudo because they've already fought twice. One loss, one win for each man. So that is
I don't think so. Happen.
And there's nobody else for DJ to fight at flyweight. There's nobody else for him to fight.
That's fine, but DJ's already said that he's going to take some time to get healthy. Like, he broke his foot.
Yeah.
And tore some ligaments in his knee.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to look at least a 6 to 8 month recovery before he's training. Right? And then he's going to need to go through an 8-week fight camp. Probably a 12-week fight camp, actually, to get back into fighting shape if you're off for 6 to 8.
We'll see, though. I mean, those stem cells and everything, that they do wonders these days.
Well, I get that.
But, hey,
we'll see. I don't know. I think with how much the UFC is giving everybody a chance to be two-weight. Ever since Conor became a two-weight champion, it seems like everybody now gets the opportunity. Conor did it.
Well, BJ Penn was the... Oh, no, he lost.
He lost. Conor was the first ever reigning double-weight champion.
Well, yeah, reigning, yeah.
There's been other two-weight champions.
Randy Couture.
But never reigning.
At the same time.
So, yeah. Since Conor's done it, everybody else seems to get an opportunity. Cormier?
Well, only one other guy.
No, there's been lots of talk of it.
Who?
You put me on the spot now.
Not about,
Okay, maybe I should say everybody's talking about it. Everybody wants it now.
Yeah.
But DC's got it. Why not give it to TJ? Give him the option. He's confident he can fight flyweight. He can make the weight.
Well, I believe he can, but Cejudo doesn't deserve that.
Unless they just want to get him out of there. Because, I mean, I think TJ would
starch him. Yeah, but TJ's not going to stay at that weight. He's going to go in there, starch him, and go back up to
exactly. 35. Yeah, it would set up a trilogy fight.
I guess with
Demetrius Johnson. That's what I'm saying. Guess. I think that's the best case. That's the moneymaker. Right? You think everybody's going to buy the fight to watch Killashaw and, how do you pronounce his name? Cejudo?
Well, everybody's going to buy the fight for Killashaw, not for Cejudo.
No, exactly. But Killashaw.
There's no draw at 125.
No.
Unfortunately, it's sad to say.
When he starches, absolutely starches Cejudo, then, who's the next fight?
Yeah.
DJ.
Healthy. Full of technique. And
still as vicious as ever.
Gonna do that flying armbar again like Ray Borg.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Also, our boy, the Dagestani gangster,
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Against
Connor.
C-Mac, my boy. Connor Mack.
Can't stand that Irishman.
I know you hate him. But that's okay. You're allowed to hate him.
He's a mouthpiece.
He is.
I'm a big Khabib fan.
I'm torn in this fight because I really like Khabib.
He's such a nice guy. He's so humble.
He is.
It's not trash talk.
This is not. This is not trash talk.
Yeah. This is not trash talk. It's
the truth. I want to fight with your chicken.
You give me 30 minutes, I fight. I fight again.
But you know, I also like Connor. I think Connor's...
Well, we all have our downfalls in life.
Yeah, yeah.
He's very talented, don't get me wrong.
He is a great fighter. You know what? If he would learn to, you know, shut his mouth a little bit and...
Stop throwing dollies at...
Yeah, just fight.
And stuff.
Just fight. I gotta be dynamite.
Ooh, Cody Johnson started a live video.
Kojo! Great new song out, by the way.
Yeah.
On My Way to You.
On My Way to You.
Number one on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go listen, folks. It's a good song. And
tune in.
Kojo, come join us sometime.
Come out to Winnipeg.
Well, not actually Winnipeg, but we'll pick you up from the airport.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, do a show in Winnipeg. We'll pick you up. We'll do a quick...
Maybe yeah, bring do a show.
Yeah, do a show in Winnipeg. Bring old C. Jinx out with you.
Yeah.
You two can come play anytime. I'd buy a ticket. Front row.
I'd buy two.
Well, and knowing you'd probably buy four.
No, knowing me, I'd probably buy eight.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I guess so.
And then I'd
buy four.
Yeah, probably.
So I could go out for smoke breaks.
Each their own.
Go look at gear at MEC.
Yikes, yeah.
Hey, it worked out for the best. Anywho. So yeah, now that you got a new shotgun, some new gear, are you starting to get into the... I shouldn't say starting to get into the fired up mode.
Well, okay.
I know you've been getting in the fired up mode.
This is what happens every time about this, or every year about this time, okay? So.
Mid-August.
So, well, okay, this is how it works in my mind. My birthday was yesterday.
Correct. Happy birthday, by the way.
All right, thank you. And so today is the August 11th. So yesterday's the 10th, in case you're wondering.
All right.
So, once that is done, said and done, then, or actually pretty much during that day, my mind completely switches, and it's time to get ready, and it's time to get dialed in, and it's the hype time. The hype train has pulled into the station.
Yep.
And it is all systems go, get ready, get that hype on, get ready for those mornings, and... Shut these.
Hey, your Instagram's lighting up.
It doesn't even tell me what it's doing, but whatever. But yeah, so
yeah,
I always know it on my birthday. It's always the turn. And it's like, okay.
Now it's time to hammer.
It's go time.
All right. Fair enough.
It's go time, folks. And now with bow season opening on August the 27th.
Correct. This will be the first year in 12 years I'll miss the opener. No, sorry. First time since I was 12 that I'll miss the opener. Bittersweet. Oh, yeah. What? How old am I now?
Since you're 12, so that's 11 years.
No. Yeah, since I was 12. 11 years, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can do some touch on the hunting guide here. We'll pull it up here. We don't have a hard copy, so I'll have to clickety-clack on the computer here.
Yeah, when does the hard copy actually get released?
I'm sure it is already. You just have to find it. Yeah, where do they probably have it at the conservation office.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to go to the conservation office and get one. Well, I'm waiting for the co-op to take it. Co-op Boys has it.
All the gas stations used to do. Canadian Tire.
Yeah, Canadian Tire
actually have it. Well, we should have stopped it. Cabela's probably had it. They always do, too.
Yeah, that actually would have been a good thing to think about. We were too busy fired up about shotguns and binoculars.
Yeah. So, all deer hunting seasons are returned to the standard length by adding 1 week to each season. And it's also any deer, so you can get a buck or a doe, but still only one in most areas. All right, so we are in GHA here.
Yeah. We are in that one.
Yeah, this one right here. I'm pointing at it. Can you guys see?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So
Facebook Live.
We could do that, eh?
We probably could, yeah.
I don't know how many people we'd reach.
Probably a combined total of zero.
So, no, maybe like four people.
You think four would be awake at this hour?
Yeah.
All right.
Fair enough. Two of them would be us, and then...
Well, yeah, we can't tune it. Well, one would be us. If you're putting it on...
No.
You could do it off the Flatlands page.
Yeah.
But I can only view it at one account at a time.
Yeah, but then I can view it off my personal account.
Yeah, so I can view it off my personal.
So that's two.
Okay.
Like the other two? We could do it off this, and then there's like two followers.
All right. Well, maybe we'll save it for another day.
You guys, go like the Facebook page. I mean,
yeah,
it's cool.
And if you guys want us to do Facebook Live stuff,
we'll do it.
We'll do it. Just gotta let us know. Go head on over to the Flatland Field and Fowl Facebook
page. Stop in at the Tall Oak Pursuit as well.
Drop a like. Drop a comment. Just tag us.
If you want to hear something, let us know. I mean,
we can only banter for so long.
Well, that might be part of the reason why these episodes are getting further and further apart, because
we're running out of stories.
Well, there's still more stories, but some of them we just can't tell.
True. But that being said, what's around the corner, old son? 2 weeks. Hunting season starts.
Yeah.
And then the month of September hits, and there probably won't be a single episode. Well, not from... You may have to pull a couple solos here in the month of September.
That's doable, I suppose.
There'd be just a bug bantering.
If you have service up there, we could do a two-person.
We could, yeah.
Because that's available.
Yeah, you can do it through Anchor.
Yeah. But we'll see. But anyways, we're talking here about the deer season.
Yep.
So, archery opens on the 27th of August. So, that's in 16 days from now. Because it's the 11th.
Almost the 12th.
Yeah.
But correct.
42 minutes away from that. Youth muzzleloader opens October the 15th. And a normal person muzzleloader starts October 22nd. Runs for 3 weeks.
Normal person.
I don't know what to call it.
Adult.
And youth. And youths. And then general rifle. November the 12th till December the 2nd. So that's 3 weeks.
You know what? That's going to be... Well, depending on what kind of winter we have
this Orange year. Orange Army.
Well, depending on what kind of winter we have this year, there could be some big bucks taken.
I think so.
I have a funny, sneaking feeling we're going to have a shortfall.
It's been really, really hot this summer.
That's what I mean.
I wonder what the almanac says. They're usually right.
Yeah. Mind you, We haven't had a whole lot of hoarfrost. We didn't have it.
What is it? You have...
It's 98 days after hoarfrost you get moisture. 98 to 100. You have 2 days, basically. It's pretty accurate. That's the farmer's.
Yeah. Almanac. That's usually what to go by.
Yep. But anyways, regardless, I think we're going to have a short fall this year. We're going to have snow on the ground by end of November.
And by end of November?
I think so.
Son, that's going to be snow on the ground by the end of October.
I'm saying, well, I don't know. I don't think so.
It was last year. Well, no, it was almost last year.
No, shit, no. Shit, no. Absolutely not. We didn't even build a rink last year.
There was snow on the ground in rifle season, and that was before December. Midway through November, there was snow on the ground.
No.
Yep.
No.
I was out rifle hunting with my brother, and there was snow on the ground.
Okay, not like a good amount of snow. Not the snow that was sticking around.
Yeah.
No, because I shot my deer.
In October.
October 26th.
All of a sudden, things changed like that.
I don't remember that.
They did.
I don't remember
that. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, great, there's snow on the ground. I'm pretty sure it stayed. Yes, it did, because it kept getting nastier and nastier. So, you can say what you want. And we can both check our last year-ness.
Our last year-ness.
Yeah.
I'm sure I got a picture from sometime in November when I'm cultivating fields. And it was not snowy.
Well,
that'd be the 20th. You know what? The 29th, there was a little bit of snow on the ground.
November 11th, there was this much snow on the ground. Look at that. That's a bit.
Huh. All right. Well, maybe you're right. Well, yeah, okay, November 25th. I was out in bibs boiling my... Yeah, no, okay.
November 4th, snow on the ground.
November 19th. No, yeah, 5th, yeah. Yeah, actually, no, you'd be right. All right, I was wrong. I can admit that. Doesn't happen very often, but I can admit that.
Oh, yeah, November 17th, snow on the ground.
Well, yeah, here, this is October 29th. There isn't much, but...
Okay, it did disappear then, okay. November 29th, I remember it was snowing because that day I went and picked up my quad tires.
I remember.
And that. I remember I put them on and it was snowing after that. I was like, come on, I wanted to go ride and not snow. And then December 3rd, it was already lots of snow. And then it just started after that.
Well, either way, I think we're going to have a short fall. We're going to see the Orange Army out in the bush. I think there's a good chance for some biggins to be taken.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, I'm hoping it's an early or a short fall. That way, when I get back and if we decide to do our hunt that we talked about today,
whitetail.
Yeah, we'll have some snow on the ground.
Although,
our good buddy at Cabela's that we met today.
What was his name again?
I was hoping you would remember.
Hang on.
I was going to say Abraham, but it isn't Abraham.
It's kind of like an Abraham.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's
A.T., I thought it's
Abert.
Abert. Close enough. Abert.
If you're from Manitoba, he works, every third Saturday?
I think is what he said.
So I guess 3 more weekends from now, go there on a Saturday, go to the gun counter, go see Abert, a little Asian-looking fella.
Yeah.
Nicest guy you'll meet in Cabela. One of the nice... Oh, actually, there's a lot of nice guys there, so I shouldn't say that. But very nice guy, very friendly, very personable. Best service I've had there in a long time.
Knowledgeable
guy. And you know what? I hope he had fun at the slide with his kid today.
Yeah, me too.
Because that guy was pretty
We should have let him know about the Flatlands Feeling Foul podcast.
Man, we should have gone and hung out with him afterwards.
We should have said, hey, listen, you want to come shoot a podcast with a couple old boys?
Bring the kid.
Yeah. Special guest 2 and 3.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you guys have a chance to go get some work done with him, I would strongly recommend it.
Yep.
Great guy.
And I'm going to give him the as many stars to the right-hand side review as I can sometime tomorrow.
Speaking of stars to the right-hand side, folks that listen to this podcast,
go and rate us at number one.
You freeloaders have been listening for nothing for so long.
For so long.
For 11 episodes.
For free.
For free.
And we've been toiling, working hard,
diligently, to put out quality content.
The highest of quality.
That mugs like the folks that listen to this.
Mugs that listen to this that are like the mugs that make this happen.
That banter.
You know, some people would probably be embarrassed to do this.
They probably would. At first, it's a little weird talking into a computer to hear yourself later on in life.
Yeah.
However, we put our fears and our anxieties about it aside. We knew what the world needed here.
Flatlands Field and Foul Podcast.
What they needed.
Episodes 1 through 11. And more to come.
More to come. Especially with the coming hunting season.
There might not be too many during hunting
season. Not during. Although we could probably do one from the bush somewhere.
Potentially.
Probably work that out.
Or do a driving one or something.
Yeah. So touring around.
Scouting. At least then we won't have to drive with the windows down because both of our ACs don't work.
Yeah. That's a couple old boys' rigs for you.
Good grief. That was...
Next time, we're taking my truck.
Fine.
Because my truck, if it's warm, I know you're a traditionalist, but my truck, at least the wind doesn't suck in.
That was windy today, though. It was windy.
It was a little breezy. I'll give you that.
It was breezy. When I went running this morning, it was like...
It wasn't blowing your shorts off hot. Or blowing your shorts off windy.
It was... enough to feel it while you're like enough to be like, man, I gotta dig here a little bit. DI9.
Dig.
So
you've been doing pretty well with that whole running ordeal. Seen transformation posted the other day.
Yeah, it's a little couple pounds now. I enjoy it. I've had my share of injuries and I anticipate more, unfortunately, but
it happens.
When I'm healthy, I really enjoy it and I don't know, I guess.
Good for the soul.
It's good for the soul, and it's mostly a mind game, really. I mean, your body can do a lot more than you think.
Yeah.
And,
I know.
Yeah.
My body says, no more vitamin R.
Yeah, well, you guys can always use more of that. But, you know, I think it helps in more than just fitness or whatever and cardiovascular health, but, you know, you can learn to play that mind game to keep pushing. I mean, obviously, I guess there might be a point somewhere that maybe you've got to just, you know, stop and quit pushing. I mean, if you're, I don't know, if maybe you blow your knee out or something. Well, yeah, take a break and get that fixed up. But I mean, if it's just like soreness or, you know, fatigue or whatever, something petty like that, being a whiny little... You know what?
Yeah.
That's not an excuse to not keep hammering. So at the end of the day, nobody cares. So just work harder.
Exactly. You should put that on a t-shirt.
My teeth aren't white enough.
Oh, well. No, that... I can agree. I heard a saying one time that there's a thin line between mentally tough and being stupid. And that goes for all aspects of life. I mean, I think about, you know, I'm going to be hiking up and down the mountain. And I know I never quit nothing in my life. But I sure as heck am not going to quit on that mountain. I know that. I'm too stubborn to do that. Now, I may not be in peak physical condition like Bushmaster is.
There's still work to be done here. I've still got a little bit of loose skin.
Oh, old son. I'm looking like I'm in my third trimester here. I'm ready for a good fall. I'm insulated. I'm getting ready for deer season, that's all.
I will say this. You know, I did lose over the last, 2 years, I lost about 25 pounds, and I am definitely a lot colder a lot of the time. I get colder faster.
Old son.
And in summer, it's like I can handle the heat in summer a little better.
Yeah, I still hate the heat.
Oh, yeah.
Bring on the minus 30, I'm ready for it.
But I find that I can kind of regulate my body a little easier.
Well, that makes sense.
So.
That makes sense.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, use what you got, but that's just my two cents.
Well.
That's personal experience right there. I've seen a couple things.
You've been around the block time, dude.
Yeah, I've seen a couple things.
What, 24 years you've been gracing this earth?
Keyword gracing, yes.
Gracing, yeah.
So, but, yeah, I mean.
So, have you started your permissions for goose this year? Waterfowl, I should say.
I've been trying to. I got this one farm that I go to every year, and they give me permission, like almost exclusive permission. I've gone there about 5 times, and they've always been gone whenever I go there. It is harvest. I see them on the field and everything, yeah. So. It's just a matter of actually going there and connecting with them, but
yep.
I've got some other permissions that are good to go already, and so yeah, I'm definitely in the permission game already.
All right, good.
So,
same here. I got permissions.
Permissions
for whitetail.
Okay.
For when I get back, so got a few yeses, a few maybes, a whole bunch of noes.
That's usually how it is.
Win some.
Mostly nose.
Lose most.
But at the end of the day, a fella can still win some too.
That's the most important part.
Win some and he can lose some. Not always most.
You can lose most, but you're still going to win some.
Yeah.
You can lose 99%. You're still winning 1% of it.
And like the great Michael Scott once said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Wayne Gretzky.
I forgot about that. Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, I love that show.
But The Office was a great show. It's making a comeback.
Yeah, I
supposedly.
Think so.
Supposedly? Supposedly?
Now, let me ask you this.
All right.
You're heading up to the Yukon.
Correct.
Are you watching any like Jim Shockey movies to get
absolutely
to get in mental shape for this?
Or absolutely,
fire up.
Yeah, I've watched everything that Steven Rinella has on Netflix.
Yeah,
for
up north,
the northern
up Northica.
Yeah, I've watched a few Jim Shockey videos out of his Rogue River territory. I'm also doing a lot of research just with topographical maps.
Yeah.
Using the complete guide to cooking or hunting, cooking, and butchering wild game. Because they have great knowledge about every critter that exists. So yeah. It's kind of what I'm doing. I'm getting fired up. I mean, every time I go to Cabela's and pick up a new piece of gear, I mean, it's, I don't know, I feel like I'm that much closer.
The new man.
Yeah. And I mean, as that 24th comes, or date comes, it's like, well, get ready to jump on a plane.
Yeah.
Go live in a struck for a while.
Make sure you take a few pictures out there.
Old son, I'm bringing a power bank. From a phone. I want to actually look into one of them solar-powered rigs.
Yeah.
I think it'd be worth it. Snap a few
pictures. I think they're cheap. Relatively cheap.
Like 100 and some. Yeah, low hundreds. Or low hundreds.
Enough juice to plug your phone in.
Yeah, they say you can get, on the good ones, you should be able to get 4 to 5 charges out of that thing when it's full.
Right.
But I'm also debating bringing a camp. Like I'm restricted to 50 pounds I can bring up. So,
not including yourself.
Not including myself, because old son, I would not be flying. I'd be a few pounds over the limit there. Talking about Darren Till.
Darren Till, eh? The gorilla.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm debating bringing a camera up. I don't know if I'll be able to. I am cutting my bow out, so I'm not bringing my bow.
Are you bringing any kind of a weapon? Other than
no. Knife? I'm going up weaponless this year.
Okay.
Camp has. She said not to worry about it. Because flying with a rifle is a bit of a headache.
Well, at least you're staying not international, so that helps. But
yeah, it's still a
ideal, I suppose.
Yeah. So next year, if I really fall in love with it, next year I'll go up. I'll probably drive up. Mm. I'm thinking I might just take a road trip. I think that'd be fun.
Absolutely.
Get you out there one of those times.
Hey, that could happen. That could very well happen.
Hunting them big Yukon
Alaska bulls. Yukon bulls, eh?
Maybe some grizz.
Yeah, some of that brown action.
Hey.
What's that called?
Trinomial nomenclature?
Binomial
nomenclature? Ursus Arctos. Horrible. Horribles? Horrible?
Something like that.
It's basically horrible.
Yeah.
That's what it's spelled.
Yeah.
And then the polar bear would be Ursus Arctos.
Arctos. Yeah. So.
I was going to look that up right now. Actually, I want to hear the sound of it.
Well, let's see. Let's see here. Well, Ursus Arctos, what?
Well, I go brown bear.
Let's see what Wikipedia has to say.
The grizzly is, you have to actually Google.
Ursus Arctos is binomial. Where's the trinomial?
Well, you.
Generalized brown bear names in evolution. No, not evolution.
Here. Ursus Arctos. Arctos?
That's the. What the heck?
It's Eurasian brown bear.
Here we go. Ursus, okay, northern Alaska. Ursus Arctos Alaskinius.
Alaskinius, probably, yeah. Ursus Arctos Californicus. Alright.
Ursus Arctos Dali, that's Dahl Island of Alaska. And then Alaska Peninsula is Ursus Arctos Gius.
Gius, yeah, probably.
And then, Haribas, here we go.
Yeah.
Most of Alaska, Yukon, Northwest Territories, British Columbia, and Western Alberta, Western Montana, and Northwest Wyoming.
Click on it, and I bet you it'll give you the little hearing thing.
Wait, you have to go to... Oh, that is a grizzly. Okay.
I told you!
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
For once.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. Go up. Go right to the top.
No, it didn't say it. It didn't.
Ursus Arctos. Oh, maybe it's on the side then.
No, just Ursus Arctos.
Oh, it usually gives you a little thing that'll tell you how to say it. Like it'll say it for you.
Ursus Arctos Horribilis.
Horribilis. Horribilis. Yeah, that makes sense. That's where I'll be. However, the Yukon is the only place that you can legally hunt them.
But
as of this year.
Yeah, because the stupid vote in BC.
Yep. What else do we have? Ursus Arctos.
Middendorfi. That's Middendorfi. That's the Kodiak. The largest distinct species, subspecies of brown bear. So that's Kodiak. Kodiak, a Fognak, and Shuyak.
You know what happens on a Fognak?
Meat tree.
You get a guys are beating them off while beating
trekking poles.
With trekking poles.
Janus Poodleus.
Dirt myth going for a bit of a ride. He's sending it.
Good grief, he says.
Ursus Arctos. Oh, this is, now we're getting into the desert.
Oh, this is a formally considered subspecies. So we have Ursus Arctos Gobiensis. That's in the Gobi Desert. And there's Ursus Arctos
Marsicanus.
Marsicanus. That's in Italy. Oh, my. There are an estimated 30 to 40 bears remaining in the Marsica area. This wouldn't technically be a grizzly. It'd be a brown bear.
It'd be a brown bear, I know.
Okay, the smallest North American brown bear, formerly from the northern Mexico, including Chihuahua, Coahuila, Sonora, and southwestern U.S., including Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. Ursus Arctos and Nelsoni. They're extinct.
They gone.
Hunted to extinction due to interference with ranching in the 30s. Oh, last recorded sighting in 62. Interesting.
And brown bears are not often fully brown. All right, good to know.
Often they have, well, yeah, it's true.
It is. So Ursus Arctos Arctos is still a polar bear, though, yep. Is it not?
Wait, no. What? Here it says, this can't be right.
Eurasian brown bear?
Eurasian brown bear, Ursus Arctos Arctos. How does that even make sense?
Okay, it represents every population found in Europe.
Wait.
Okay, well then Google.
Wait, isn't a brown bear a subspecies of polar bear?
I don't think. Well, just Google polar bear.
Or, wait, I saw it somewhere here.
Found across much of Eurasia and North America. Largest living terrestrial or carnivora. Rival only size by its closest relative. Polar bear, Ursus maritimus. That's got to be wrong. Well, okay, no, I shouldn't say that. I swear on
I thought one it was Ursus Arctos, Arctos
was polar a polar bear.
Well, what does Google say?
Yeah, let's actually Google this here.
Ursus. Oh, no. Ursus Arctos. Arctos. What the heck? That's the Eurasian brown bear.
Huh.
Ursus Arctos Arctos.
Yeah, that's what's coming up here.
Really?
So, a polar bear is Ursus Arctos Maritimus.
Makes sense.
It does, yeah.
Because they're marine bears. Yeah, that is what it is.
Because they're a marine bear, yes.
Yeah.
You know their hair isn't actually white?
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's translucent.
Because they're what, black underneath, right, or something?
Yeah, well, they're...
A dark...
It's like a brown...
Yeah, some kind of a dark color.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a naked polar bear?
No.
Oh, there's a picture
for you. I don't want to know. I don't want to see it.
No?
Don't ruin my mind.
It's not ruined. It just looks like a big cat.
Oh. I see. Okay, Oh, I have seen that. Yeah,
that's weird. That's, well, it's not a polar bear, but that would be a bear.
It's interesting how, I guess polar bears don't actually hibernate, eh?
Nope.
But I guess bears down in the southern regions, they don't hibernate either.
So it'd only be our bears around. I wouldn't say this.
Pretty much any place that freezes,
they would hibernate.
Yeah, excluding Ursus Arctos Maritimus,
because so, it's frozen all year round.
Yeah,
actually, that's not true. Not in Churchill.
Churchill's not even all the way up there. It's not.
No, I know.
Like alert, it's not all the way frozen. Like no. Mostly, I guess the season.
Churchill is what? Still hits 30 in the summer.
Yeah,
it's just a hot 30.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of taxonomy stuff and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, but yeah, polar bears.
Big critters.
Big ones. Biggest out there. Not... something I'd want to get face-to-face with unarmed, because...
Yeah, I'd reckon that'd be a bad day at the office.
Yeah. Oh, here's a picture. Polar bears investigate the submarine USS Honolulu, 280 miles from the North Pole. Look at that.
Hey, look something up for me on there while you're
all right.
Still Googling there.
Okay.
Where does the Arctic Circle run?
Isn't that the 45th?
Parallel or meridian?
Parallel. 6633. So, here we go. So that is. You're going to Dawson, right?
Well, I'm flying.
So you're not in the arc circle then?
No, I'm 80 miles. 80 miles. Okay.
You can get there from there.
I'm going to look up something here.
Take that Alaska Yukon. No, the Dawson Highway or something I think it's called. I don't remember.
There is no road in to my camp. Ogilvie Mountains. We're going to get some pictures looked up here real quick. Mountain range in the Yukon Territory in northwestern Canada. Part of the Yukon Ranges in the upper Laramide Belt of the North American Cordillera.
All right. The Dempster Highway goes up through there all the way till the Arctic Ocean. It's right.
Okay. Let's see what some pictures. Oh, that's going to be quite the
difference.
Quite the scenery we got up there.
Ooh, yeah. There's some rocky.
There's some sheeps up there, I bet you.
Betcha.
Boy, howdy. Looking forward to that.
Okay, let's pull up the weather here. Dawson City.
Sure.
Oh, I should have hit weather.
Well, here, I can go. Let me break up my app here.
15 degrees out there right now.
Heck of a lot colder than what we got here.
Yeah.
We got rain coming up. She said it was a rainy season.
All right, so.
Dew point, 10.4 degrees Celsius.
Next week, 18 degrees at 16, 17, 15, 16.
Nighttime lows, 8 degrees. That's perfect.
Dew point, 10.4. Tendency of falling.
Yes, they'd be getting ooh, frost. At 7, yeah, even at 9 degrees.
Mm, yeah, in the shadows.
You're getting there, yeah.
Low plus 5 on Wednesday, low 6. Yeah, that's a chance of frost there.
Ooh, you know what's funny? Most people go on vacation in the middle of winter, go somewhere hot to get out of the cold.
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere cold to get out of the heat.
Here we go. Yesterday, max 16.9, min 2.1. That's frost.
Old sun. That's, sounds like some, I wonder how that's doing for the caribou migration.
Sunrise, 5:57 a.m., sunset, 10:49.
That's a long day.
It's still a long day.
That's a long day glassing.
You're shooting till 11:20 or so.
Then find a tree. Get that thing off the
beach. Shooting then. You're walking back by then.
Then get to the, get that thing.
Get back to spike camp.
Yep. Get that thing hung up in a tree. Get away from the kill site. Because we know what happens when, well, not personally.
Not personally.
But from a, I think we shout them out every podcast. May as well continue that. The Meat Eater Boys. Meat Tree Part 1 and 2. Yeah. On a fog knack. Hunting. Ursus Arctos. What was it?
Well, Hariblis.
Hariblis.
No, they were on a fog knack then. That's not Hariblis.
Oh, no, that would be something Kodiak, isn't it?
That would be, oh, good grief, what was it? No.
Now you gotta go up.
Yeah, here we go. It was this guy. The Middendorfi.
Yeah.
Versus
Arctos Middendorfi.
Middendorfi, the Kodiak bear.
On a fog knack.
Yikes is all I have to say.
It'll be a different world up there, old son. I'm looking forward to it. I've been itching to get back to the north since I came home.
Yeah, I've
5 years ago, 6 years ago. One of these days I'll get you up there with me.
Yeah,
and I'll get you to experience something a little more than a bush line.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so
prepare for cold.
Let's see what Dawson City weather. Let's see what the weather network says. They usually have a 14-day forecast.
Well, that'll be right when I'll roughly when I'll get out there.
There we go. Oh, there we go. 14 day. Come on now.
Come on now.
This internet here is just subpar.
Well, that's what happens when you live in the great town of Mitchell.
I suppose. Oh, well. Is what it is.
Can't do much to change it.
You could call on the phone and tear him a new one, but...
What's that going to change, though, really? Full 14 days.
Let's see what we can do here. But, yeah. Oh, it's getting late tonight. Holy
cow. We're dialing in here.
Good grief.
Getting close to tomorrow.
Pert near. Well, this internet's not working here. So.
A hair slow.
To say the least. But, that's some low temperatures at night, though.
That's a little chilly. Good thing I got a minus 40 sleeping bag.
Yeah.
No, go. I'm excited. It's going to be a good time.
Here we go.
Okay, so next 7 days. Okay.
Highs of 18.
Still like 5 degrees at night, so that could go down.
Yeah, but you know, still bring a t-shirt with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe just one or two.
Well, it's what it is, right? Not very windy. Only gusts of 25 Ks.
Perfect. Easy to stay downwind.
Bit of rain almost every day, though. But, or chance of.
Oh, that's another thing I got to remember to pick up. Wind detector.
Oh. One of those little...
Right in the side pocket right here.
Those little, yeah.
Oh, that's where the wind is.
Not the old lick your finger.
Nope. The good Mennonite test. Oh, yeah, the wind is coming from all around. Must be swirling right here.
It was swirling over there, too.
Funny how that works. Must be in Tornado Alley here.
I don't see any trailer park.
Well, there's one just down the road. Little ways. A couple miles,
yeah. No severe weather expected.
Perfect.
For 3 days.
That's good. That means I'll fly in, no problem.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Only thing is going to be flying out, because the plane that goes from Dawson to Calgary only runs half the time that it runs to Dawson.
Oh.
So like I got it booked for, like the camp closes October 4th.
Okay.
But I got it. My next flight after October 4th is October 14th. I don't know if I really want to spend 10 days out in Dawson City. I might not have a choice, but 10 days out in Dawson City.
Yeah.
Although, I am going to go to the bar there that has the pickled toe.
Good.
Gonna have a shot out of that thing.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, gonna experience it a little bit.
Don't swallow it.
Nope. I ain't gonna be swallowing that toe.
People have done it.
How'd you get it up?
I don't know. Hey, look at this.
What's up?
Canadian weather. The hot spot in Canada was in Manitoba today.
Oh, what 28, else?
No, that can't be right. It was much hotter than 28.
No, Regina's 28.
No, but it says right here.
Victoria Beach?
This can't be right.
No, I bet you
it was hotter than that today.
Yeah, but that's probably
without the humidex. Is that right now still?
Yeah, this hour.
Yeah, okay. So the cold spot in Canada is in Nunavut.
Yeah, and it's minus one right now.
Yikes.
Tuduli Lake? Yeah, Tuduli Lake. Would be the coldest in Manitoba at 13 degrees.
Yeah.
Even that's still warm.
Absolutely. Let's see what kind of weather we have coming up here. But hey, you have any shower thoughts on your mind? How do you feel about this Vortex and Nikon combo here?
I'm excited to try it out. I mean, I'm excited to try on all the gear that I've purchased or will be purchasing and get it all packed away and carry it on my back. I'm really, I'm excited to try it out in the field. I mean, I think you can try it out in the store, you can try it out in the backyard, but the test is always in the field, right?
Absolutely.
We'll see how the Nikons perform. I mean, I've got high hopes for them.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to say that I'll never own a pair of Vortex. I would still love to have a pair of Vortex. But if these Nikons outperform them, ain't no need for it.
Absolutely.
Shout out to the boys over at Vortex, though. They do make a good optic. They do. They do with the military. They have quite a lot to do with the military. So, you know, respect those boys. Thanks for making the awesome vinyl harness I'm wearing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you finally put that thing back on.
Yeah, you know what? I figured I might as well get used to it.
You could put your sandwich in there at work.
There's an idea.
You could put your little water bottle or something else.
Quick lunch break. Here's a sandwich. Right on. This thing's got pretty good light transmission, though, I will say.
Good.
Can't really see nothing on here. I wish there was a way to tighten these things up, like, so they wouldn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wouldn't flare. But beggars cannot be choosers. Good eye relief on that. That's a good, I don't know what the millimeters on that is. I should have looked on the box.
That's enough.
It works for me.
She'll perform.
I think so. She'll spot critters.
So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be some pretty wild action for you up north there, and it's good to hear.
Yeah. I guess my shower thought would be, you know, keep your eyes and ears open for opportunities like that. I mean, I found this. I'll be helping out the boys at Midnight Sun Outfitters. They're based out of Whitehorse. So if you guys hit them up on Instagram, Facebook, they are still looking for guys to wrangle and guide. So, you know, if that's up your alley for anybody listening. But yeah, I found it on Kijiji. I religiously go through the hunting section on Kijiji every week to see what's on there, right? You know, maybe there's something worth purchasing. Like a set of binos or, you know, maybe a new bow or whatever, right? Something to upgrade. Not that I'm looking for a new bowl, but... and that's how I found it. Got in touch and... They're like, yeah, come on out. So...
There you go.
I would say keep your eyes and ears open for opportunities. And when you get them, you know, chase them hard.
Absolutely.
Do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's one thing you'll ever regret going up north to...
Well...
See big critters in their background and see the beauty of what... The big guy upstairs has created.
Absolutely.
Untouched.
Just about anything is worth trying once, right?
I reckon. Just about.
Yeah. It's legal, so.
Hey, exactly. Exactly. And you know what? I get to meet some cool people. I'm sure I'll meet lots of cool people while I'm up there.
Hopefully get some big tips, maybe.
Well, a fella can hope, but not going to get his expectations up.
Yeah.
Not looking to go, you know, retire after this, but. So, yeah. I think we even have a few spots open for a few hunts. So if anybody's listening that, you know, has got the dime to do it, pitter patter, I'd say.
Pitter patter, McMurray.
Maybe Tall Oak Pursuit could guide you on a hunt.
I suppose,
so, it's potential. There's potential there for that. So what about you? I mean, you got a fresh shotgun sitting in the closet.
Yeah.
Dialed in.
Ready to go.
You got a brand new release and a pretty snazzy sweater, I will say.
I wouldn't call it a sweater.
It's a sweater.
No, it's not a sweater.
It's a sweater.
No, it's a long sleeve shirt.
No, it's a sweater. It's a quarter zip sweater. Absolutely.
Oh, I should have read the tag. It's like super thin, though.
Yeah, it's a thin, but you wear a t-shirt under that, you're good all winter.
Yeah.
That's what I wore all winter last year. Love them.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Shower thought. I'm just very glad that the whitetail seasons are extended this year again. Yeah. Or not? I shouldn't say extended. Brought back to
normal.
To normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I am just over the moon that fall is upon us.
Temperature wouldn't dictate
that. Hunting season is upon us. Fall, yep. I guess, doesn't start for a bit, but yeah, I'm just ecstatic and getting dialed in, and I can't wait to see the big guy upstairs has in store for this fall.
Yeah, some flight canceling if you...
some dirt naps and some arrows to be flung, hopefully.
Plural.
Yeah.
Plural. That's the good one. That's what I like to hear.
There is opportunity to get more than one deer here in Manitoba. You just have to do the time.
Yeah, do the time.
Go to the places that allow that.
And get a little lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, if we do end up doing the white shell hunt, I mean, we're going to go in with no scouting. It'll all be topo maps and...
Hope for the best.
Go where we think the people won't.
And tie your boots tight.
Put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
And become dangerous.
Absolutely hard to kill. Well,
I guess so.